I'm so glad I was able to interview with a member of the famous Nakim family. It gave me a good reason to break out my favorite lace gown. Lace is very fashionable there, isn't it? Of course I noticed your appreciation. You had your hand on my arm every time I speak. No doubt you're drawn to the finer things in life. Women and fabric. I had no idea you were so interested. But you understand my position, don't you? My poor twin brother has gone insane. Thinking he's really the heir to the throne. I hope you'll end his delusion. Oh, really? I'm the firstborn, raised as the firstborn. This proof he has is sheer nonsense. Some letter from our late father before he croaked. Just between you and I, my brother didn't take our father's death well. I'm sure his grief compels him to fabricate a reason not to move on. You know how it is. We're done for now? So soon? Well, I certainly hope we get the chance to speak alone again before you clear this whole mess up. I'm a very generous hostess, and I haven't seen enough of you. That dreadful outer woman won't be interviewing me, will she? Lady Dia? You're so generous towards her. You've been here for days, and I see you laughing every night over dinner together. No doubt you're luring her into a false sense of security. I would do the same. But I've kept you long enough. I'm sad to see you go, but I love watching you walk away. Until next time.
You are a member of House Nakim, one of the Empress's 5 most powerful noble houses. The limbs she uses to help rule the Empire, imbued with powerful generational magic. You are gifted with the magic of your family, the ability to discern and sway the feelings of those you touch. You've been charged with finding out which twin of a recently deceased king is the true firstborn. The Empress also assigned a member of your rival house, Lady Dia of the Adders. Her magic allows her to recall and manipulate the memories of others. After interviewing one of the twins, the daughter, you make your way in secret to Lady Dia's chambers, so the two of you may exchange information. She's been warmer to you in the days since your arrival. But she also threatened to blind you if you didn't resolve the case quickly and determine which twin is truly the heir of their kingdom. You're not sure how she feels about you. The two of you have been enjoying each other's company. But tonight, you think it's time to find out.
Oh, it's you. You don't have to sneak up on me when you sneak in, you know. Oh, you brought tea. That's quite thoughtful of you. Thank you. Have a seat. So, your interview with the daughter twin, how did it go? You sensed no deception, just smugness and a bit of desperation. Unfortunate. What? You sensed lust from her? For you? Clearly, she's just trying to seduce you. Oh, it felt genuine. Sure, it did. Listen, if you so much as flirt with her, I'll rat you out to the Empress. It's inappropriate. I'm not jealous. Don't touch my hand. You can't tell me what I feel. Liar. Give me my hand back. Of all the nerve. You think you're funny. Just shut up and tell me what you learned. I'm jealous of all the... The daughter twin has an empathy problem. That's what I thought. Yes, I interviewed her brother. It was a bit disturbing. It's not looking good. He has a lot of memories of her, and they're not flattering. I don't want to get too detailed, but laughter during executions, tormenting the servants. He saw her looking up archaic laws on torture that he suspected she'll implement. Yes, she's quite the prize, isn't she? Did her brother have any relevant memories to him being the firstborn? Well, when I asked him about his late father, he had a flash of one. The king was pleading with him about something on his deathbed, and then he wrote something down quickly. But I couldn't get the specifics. The prince was focused on holding his hand as his father was dying, not on what he was saying. You should drink your tea before it gets cold. You've had a hard day, too. What proof did the son have? A letter from his father, saying that he is the true heir, but... It's very weak. No reason given for why the daughter was raised as the firstborn, and it reeks of desperation. You'd be desperate too if you knew your psycho daughter was going to rule. Yeah, me too. Did you speak with the servants as well? Let me guess, they were fearful because she's unhinged? Violent and easily provoked. Oh, don't look at me like that. I'm not a monster. I threatened you because you're an Akeem. I have to intimidate you. You know why. Because my family would be upset if I didn't. It's too bad the daughter is likely the legitimate heir. The Empress will send down a retinue to stop her in a month.
Yes, everyone knows Her Imperial Grace hates rulers with no regard for the lives of her people. The only thing she hates more is the rivalry between our houses. Indeed. Look, of course I had the same thought. We could just endorse the son, make him king, and save everyone a lot of pain. I could even put a false memory in him. Make him believe there was a mix-up and he really is the firstborn. No one is going to question us. I know. Can we talk about something else, though? I want a distraction. This is all too real. Our decision could be paid in blood. You're glad you're not the firstborn? Me too. Your choices matter way too much. Oh, my hand. All right, fine. I'm getting way too used to this. Ah, thank you. I feel so relaxed. This is why your family is so formidable. I guess I did compliment you, in a way. It hasn't been horrible working with you. Why? You make good conversation. I like the way you dress. And you help me get to bed on time. And you... Why are you remembering me at dinner last night? I'm right here. Because I was laughing, and you like the way it sounds. Stop it. Cut it out. No, I mean it. I can never tell if what I'm feeling is real when you're around. For all I know, you're some honeypot. Yeah. Planted here to seduce me so your family can take advantage. Well, I don't know. I do trust you, but I'm not sure I trust your family. I know. I didn't expect to like you either, but you're always thinking of me. Remembering me. These nights where we get to talk without a court to watch or our families to judge. I feel comfortable. I feel happy, even when you're not touching me. I'm supposed to hate you. I tried to hate you, but I can't. I'm glad you feel the same way. Oh, you took your hand away. How do I feel about you? Well, I feel like we should focus on the reason we're here, okay? Come on. You need to go, because I need to go to bed. I'll see you tomorrow. Hey, focus. Well, you look like you're somewhere else. This is our moment. You were thinking about last night.
Well, stop doing that.
The royal twins, their advisors, and a few guards are waiting inside for our decision. Listen, I'm glad we worked together. I know we're doing the right thing. We do what's best for the Empire. Right. You deliver the verdict, and I'll handle the fallout. Deal? All right. Here we go.